And now, here's the Building Your Legacy tip for today with Jane Babbage.
Greetings. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another." To build a well-crafted legacy, we need to confess to God. But if we were only to admit our wrongs to God, James would not instruct us to confess from one to another. It is a blessing that God will always forgive us, and that it makes it easy for us to come to Him and repent. But with man, it may not be that way. Even loved ones and close friends can cause us to hesitate to come and admit to them that we have done wrong. The truth is, whether they forgive us or not, we have chosen the right way, standing with God and His plan to prosper us in all we do. But if we hide our wrongs and do not confess them, grace and favor on our life and legacy will be hindered. We are blessed to serve a God that loves us unconditionally. But if we try to hide our wrongs, it will affect our relationship with Him. The same is true with people. If we do not admit we were wrong and ask for forgiveness, it will affect our relationship with those that we need to be with. As we quickly admit our wrongs and ask for forgiveness, we demonstrate the godly integrity needed to build a well-crafted life and legacy. Asking forgiveness shows that you have trust in God, not in man. Until next time, remember, we craft our legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
This has been the Building Your Legacy tip for today with Jane Babbage.